Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Believe it or not, the Tar Heels may actually be improving. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Despite some horrendous moments on defense in the first two games, Carolina could have won both of them. Despite giving up record home field yardage against Louisville, Laia Fedora's team took a big step towards scoring enough points to win. Let's face it, UNC will never have a great defense under its current head coach. Three different defensive coordinators have now given up the most yardage in school history, and they all worked under Fedora. Vic Koenig's defense allowed 789 yards and 70 points at East Carolina in 2014. Under Gene Chizik, the supposed savior of the Tar Heels on defense, they gave up 756 yards to Baylor in the 2015 Russell Athletic Bowl. And now John Papuchis, who succeeded Chizik as DC, watched the Louisville offense and Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson churn up 705 total yards, the most ever for an opponent in Keenan Stadium. That was almost 250 yards more than California gained in the home opener 9 days before. But the Tar Heels should have won their first game and really could have won Saturday instead of losing 47-35 to the number 14th team in the country. You can blame the defense all you want, and it certainly earned most of the blame. But in Fedora's coaching world, the offense needed to do more for the second straight week as UNC opened 0-2 for the first time since 2010. As long as Fedora stays in Chapel Hill, his philosophy will be to outscore the other team. That doesn't mean merely scoring more points than the opponent. It means scoring more than UNC's defense allows. And considering it was potent Louisville, Carolina came pretty close to doing that. The offense showed far more versatility than it did against Cal in the opener. Both quarterbacks looked pretty good. Chaz Surratt started and led the Heels to 21 points in the first half. With Surratt shaken up, Brandon Harris came on in the second half and looked like a different player than the week before. Neither could compete with Louisville's Lamar Jackson, but both showed promise, especially with the downfield passing game. Louisville is the best team Carolina will face in 2017. So if the defense can stop giving up so many big plays and the offense finishes the drives that are leaving points on the field, the Tar Heels may wind up scoring enough to start winning games. This is Archansky. See ya.